First Lady Michelle Obama's surprise appearance at this year's Academy Awards sparked a national media conversation about whether her presence was appropriate. Some critics accused her of selfishly crashing the event and turning an evening of entertainment into a political affair. Donnie Deutsch, a commentator for the Today Show, said, "She's what I call an uninvited guest. There was an assumptive, elitist quality to it." Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin argued that her appearance made the First Lady seem small and grasping. Michelle Obama's response was that it was absolutely not surprising that her appearance provoked a national conversation. "Shoot, my bangs set off a national conversation. My shoes can set off a national conversation. That's just sort of where we are." All First Ladies are well aware of the level of scrutiny their performances bring. Since the earliest days of the Republic, First Ladies have grappled with the proper performance of this unelected role that holds considerable celebrity status and public visibility. In some ways, the position is more difficult to perform than that of the president. A president is elected, and the duties of the role are spelled out in the Constitution. The First Lady is neither elected nor given any constitutional or legal guidelines to follow. She has no official duties, and yet she serves as a representative of the nation. She's in an unpaid position, and yet the role has often been a full-time job for the women who occupy it. Every First Lady faces the same dilemma. She's an individual and may have her own preferences and ambitions, but when she assumes the office of the First Lady, she also becomes a symbol of her husband's administration and American womanhood in general. Life under such scrutiny prompted Margaret Truman to say that the American people tend to treat their first family like public property, like the White House itself. Although the American public can't specifically say what they want from a First Lady, many are quick to point out what they, as individuals, don't want once she's performed an action. First Ladies in the public are also aware that the role enables the women who occupy it to wield an imprecise yet significant political and cultural power. First Ladies have served as political advisors, defenders of their husband's image and legacy, presidential surrogates, and advocates in their own right. Contemporary First Ladies have one of the most influential podiums in the world at their disposal, and the public typically expects that they will do something useful with that platform. At the same time, First Ladies who appear to exercise influence and power over their husbands' decisions, or who may perform the role in a more activist manner, have experienced harsh criticism and backlash. The public's comfort level with the First Lady's activities varies greatly at any given point in time. Given the ill-defined nature of the role, what is viewed as acceptable and unacceptable may say more about our own political commitments and cultural expectations than it does about any individual First Lady herself. For The Moral Is, this is Diane Blair.